Hello, it's the 30th of August. It's about 10:30 at night. I'm just back from Largs. Went to Largs for the day with the Visibility Organisation for the Blind in Glasgow. Now, Largs is on the west coast, well, is it North Ayrshire, on the west coast of Scotland. And, well, it was a bit stressful, but it was good as well. I mean, good things was about the Vikings in 1263, I think it was. Yeah. We're going back to the 13th century. But the Vikings came over to Scotland. Now, I don't know much about the Vikings. They were Norwegian. So we had a tour guide. He was telling us about the Vikings. He says his name was Orric. Yeah, Orric. He says, I'm a Viking, Norwegian Viking. Maybe he was. Oh no. And he was saying that about their food and how they lived. They lived in a, what do they call it? A long house. I thought, a long house? What's that mean? Says, and can turn it into four different things without yous moving anywhere. But what? Well, it was bit we were sitting on, it was a bench, and that would be used as like a bed, you know, that was a bedroom. And then can transform it into like the kitchen or a barn where they kept the animals, and that's all in the same place. You know, the longhouse. That's where they lived. And well, what did they eat? Now, say like you wanted fish and chips, well, you wouldn't get that. Don't see, they made the fish, I think they boiled it. Oh, what? Boiled fish? Oh, no. And they didn't have chips because, well, we didn't know what a potato looked like. And they grew their, what was it? They got their food out, was it? Oh, soil and things like that. So some good bit of history. And then we had a film, watched a film about the Vikings as well. I've uploaded it. It's in two parts. Second one shorter. They have like a, it's like a film, a theatre. I think it was a leisure centre. It's got a swimming pool in it as well. Yeah. And, oh, yes, the Viking, or the tour guide, told us about the four different gods. I can't remember them all. There's Thor, god of thunder. This is all Greek mythology. Thor, god of thunder. Odin, I can't remember what he was a god of. I can't remember. There was a god of the sea. I can't remember his name now. And there was a fourth one, but I can't remember that either. Well, Odin, I think. Yeah, it would be. Yeah. So it's quite good that bit. We had fish and chips as well, but we took it inside because of the seagulls didn't sit on the beach as we were planning to. But we didn't see any seagulls anyway. But in case they attacked the dogs or anything like that, because some of us, three of us, had guide dogs. Yeah. And talk about guide dogs. Mine's lying here, sleeping. Yeah. He was a bit nervous there because he's not been in Largs. And I was getting a bit stressed too because when we're eating the fish and chips in the restaurant, it was a spiral staircase and took ages. We were all piling up, you know, because it's a big group of us. And I thought, taking up too much space and, and we were on, it was a wee minibus. I said, oh God, it was too small. Well, not exactly. It was, it's too narrow. That's what's wrong. It was a 24-seater. There was 19 of us. Fine. And two dogs. Yeah. That's just too narrow. That's what it is. Yeah. Now, well, I'm tired. Been tired all week. Well, last week, and this weekend's been quite, well, stressful. But then I'm tired, and, well, you know what it's like if you don't get enough sleep and that, get really grumpy and that. Well, everybody does. Yep. So, I'm going to go to bed because I've got a busy day again tomorrow. Back at this time in Glasgow at Visibility. But this is with the art class. Got to be there for 10 o'clock tomorrow in Glasgow. So, I'll talk to you later. Bye just now. Bye. 1 minute. Pause recording.